out to hear more. Welcome back to another episode of Damn Internet You Scared. We got some very special guests in the house. Pat couldn't make it. He's out.
Getting his hair braided?
No, he's getting a boob job. He gets his bra specially made, so he had to go.
I don't know why I'm in trouble. I don't even know the man.
But it's just a familiarity.
It felt, yeah, it felt right.
Pat, when I said that, he would have been like,
nah, he just shook his head. He get his bra special made for his double dutching in Paris in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Hey, listen.
Wow. It's very specific.
Very, very specific.
I like that. It was visual.
I can appreciate this. I don't even want to say that because I would mess up the words. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, good friend, she is, she running things. If you are a black content creator and you are on TikTok, you've probably got an email from her. She looks out. She makes sure that we got the stores going and anything, new technology that they are starting to incorporate, she is probably the person that is contacting you if you're on your shit. If you ain't on your shit, then you would never hear from her. But I'm telling you, she is the person to know in Hollywood, especially when it comes to social media and influencing. Oh. She is just an amazing supporter, beautiful person, great friend from New Orleans.
I'm taking him on a road.
From New Orleans, ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful, the incomparable Miss Kim McMillan's in the goddamn building.
Thank you. Can I please have this soundbite? Can someone send me just that soundbite? I just want to put it in my Instagram bio.
I got you.
As like a link.
We make clips of everything.
This is Kim's introduction for the rest of her life. We take it to here on the road.
And let me tell y'all something. Me and Kim at a lot of events together. We were just at Kenyon Dixon's
it's so good.
Album release. It did a listening party before the album came out the day before. And I'm sitting at, at the back because I like to listen to the music. So I'm at the back and these two ladies are sitting by me and we're just casually talking and Kim comes up. She's like, I think I'm about to go and get up out of it. I'm like, all right, cool. I see you later, Kim. So she walks away, both the ladies are like, God damn, her body is crazy. who is she? That's what they did. They couldn't get out who is she and what does she do. So it's like, who is she? And I was just like, get in the line. It's a long niggas and bitches that want to fuck Kim.
Yeah.
Kim's like, true.
I can't say no. No, yeah.
I love having Kim around because we get free drinks just based off of her looks and her shape.
Yeah. I dig that.
It's like a Coke bottle shape but that does only calisthenics.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because
if you lift it, you get buff. But calisthenics to keep you fit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Leg work.
Yep, that's
leg work.
I love that we're talking about this while I'm eating a honey bun and some rib.
That's how you get the shape, though. That's how we get it.
It's called balance.
What do we do?
Eat a honey bun and then home because of the Red Bull.
Yeah.
Exactly. Amen. There it is.
That's good. That's diet tips.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's back in the studio. It's crazy how cool we've gotten from one interaction on stage and just been linking up regularly. And also, he's not working right now because the strike is still going on. So he was like, hey, man, give me something to do or I'm going to rob somebody. And I was like, that's a weird thing to put on me, bro. As a new friend, I feel like that was a heavy lift.
You got to understand this friendship immediately. I don't want you to be confused. That's the key to relationships. You got to be truthful early.
I appreciate the transparency early.
I texted. I said, look, I will kill anybody. I got to rob people. I got to do something. And it's on you. When you see me in the streets, I came up to them like them kids with candy. Like, hey, please help me out.
Nah, you were more aggressive. You were like the water boys in Atlanta. Yeah. You were the water boys in Atlanta when you came up with that one. Ladies and gentlemen, he is an actor. He is a rapper. He's a poet. Found that out the last time.
Yes.
He is heavy. Actually started in entertainment in the poetry scene and then just found out he was amazing at acting and remembering lines as well. Also a rapper and recently found out earlier today a gamer. I don't think he won, but he is a gamer. and a stand-up comedian. He's beaten back on the stage in any way possible, shape, form, or fashion. You will see him on the stage and on your TV screen. Ladies and gentlemen, Malcolm Barrett, a.k.a. Verbal B Rapping,
you know what it is.
Is in the building. You know what I mean? Let's go. What's
B Rapping. What's
Come
good,
on.
Baby?
Let's go. New York. Sorry. My kidneys wasn't ready. I would say he popped my back so hard, I peed a little bit.
Sorry.
I peed a
it's
little
New York,
bit.
Man. The book that came out. You gotta,
I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do
now. You gotta let them know you real. And I did only one, because the standard
it's
is two bats.
It's two bats. What's up, baby boy? Pop, pop, right.
You know, unless you're not sure where you are with someone, you come in with this.
Yeah. It's like, hey, are we, okay, we all right. All right. Okay, cool. My man. See you, there bro. It is. There it is.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to stay out of that. I don't want any parts
you look
of that.
Smooth. You look smooth, though. I feel like you handled it.
Kim's a hugger. She's a hugger. She comes in real smooth, real slow with it. It's very dramatic. Like, her hair's blowing in the wind. I was like, there ain't no goddamn air in here. We're in a closed room. Why is your hair blowing like this?
Why are you floating 6 feet? Right.
What music
just
is
gliding? What's this?
Are these rose petals on?
Why
is
endless love
going on?
And my hand will gently slide down the back too. It don't mean anything. It don't mean, but it's just like
it's a good hug.
You feel warm and yeah. Warm.
And then it turns into like a Tyler Perry movie. You see Michael Ealy in the back. Like, oh, that's the bad guy.
I saw Michael Ealy today on the picket line.
Really?
He was.
Where?
You know what?
Which one?
He's not
what
there
time?
Anymore.
Oh, okay. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for me.
Solo. It wasn't for me alone. I'm a team player.
Other people also.
We did some work together, and he was super cool. He had his mom there, actually, that day that we were working on this project. And me and his mom just sat in the chairs and we cackled.
I mean, so you have her number?
I don't. But like, we're cool. We're cool.
I love you. It's just like, hey, Mr. Ealy, you want to kick it later?
Hey,
you got a phone number.
All I'm saying is he saw me at 24 Hour Fitness in a wedding dress. So you know what's going on. Hey, moms love wedding dresses.
Hey,
all I'm
listen.
Saying is.
I didn't get the number for this reason. Specifically. I didn't want any of my homegirls.
Like,
reach out if you want to reach out. Yeah, like I saw you posted the picture with Michael and his mom. That's cool. What's up with y'all doing later? Nothing.
Look. There's nothing like having attractive friends is the worst in the world. Especially when they're famous. I did like two movies with Anthony Mackie. And we're walking through the airport one time, you know, and I'm feeling myself. I never know how famous I really am.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. Right, so I'm walking, and these two lovely young ladies at the Dairy Queen or whatever that was, they waved to me. I'm like, brother, got it. You know what I mean? I walk over to the ladies. I'm like, hey ladies, how are you? They're like, hey, is that Anthony Mackie?
Immediately.
Can you tell him come away?
Immediately. Not even acknowledge your existence. They didn't even acknowledge that you were alive.
There was no purpose for me to walk over there.
You were a middleman.
Yeah. I was the chauffeur. I was the Anthony Mackie connector.
You were a human
but you,
text
you
message.
Brought that on yourself because you ain't have to go over there.
I felt they went like this to me. I'm not going to lie.
You were a human text message.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what you were.
They treated me like SMS. It was horrible. Like I was a carrier pigeon.
You couldn't even like get blue bubbles. Damn.
They didn't even hit you with the fake, like, I loved you. And, hey, by the way, is that
it was immediately
Mackie
like, oh, I was scared to talk to him. Sir, please let him know that we are interested. As a group. Like, the
as
two
a
of
group.
You. Like, you guys didn't even decide which one.
Nah.
Like,
nah.
Ain't none of y'all want to take one for the team and pick me? Like, both of y'all was like, we're both interested in him.
What's crazy is he don't even take pictures. He don't want to be photographed with nobody. He don't want no video of himself. Like, he don't want none of that. So they were going to have a hard time.
It's for the best.
Yeah. I like what Keanu Reeves does. Like, Keanu Reeves, he hits you with the distance. You see the hand floating. Ain't gonna be no bullshit. Keanu Reeves don't even, like, he don't move like a super famous person.
No.
He get most of his money away.
No.
He be taking the subway. You know what I mean? He get dollar slices of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think there are any more dollar slices. Inflation has fucked up. I wish.
They used to be in Manhattan.
There used to be a little dollar store. Dollar 50.
Poppers, you get a dollar Frank and get me a little something like that. That was
great.
Oh, my
God. Man. Inflation has ruined everything. Like, nothing is what it was. The dollar bus ain't a dollar no more.
No.
A dollar
get on there with a crazy Jamaican. And everybody and some aunties.
Yeah. I just want to know why my oxtail is $32.
There we go.
That's all I want to know.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
but go down to Fixins. Fixins, you probably still get a
baby. Now you know I love me a Fixin. You know
what's
this.
Fixins?
You know this. It's a restaurant downtown.
I'm not
it's my
there.
Favorite.
I'm not downtown. I don't know.
Fixins is probably the best soul food spot.
Really?
So you reach in LA. But
say your point and then I want you to tell me what
you
think.
Is it soul food or Jamaican? If it's soul food, they nice to you. If it's Jamaican, they mean to you.
And it's like Southern stuff. They got shrimp and grits. They have like really good macaroni and cheese. I don't eat mac and cheese. I don't like cheese. Let's just get that out the way now.
Okay.
Y'all gonna roast me for it. Like, I'm not lactose intolerant. I don't have a dairy problem. I just don't fucking like the taste of cheese. Period. Done. So they got good greens. They have everything. But the oxtail.
They got the
no
oxtails.
S. The oxtail.
Okay.
No S. Because I don't want none of y'all out here to get on me about saying it wrong. The oxtail are the best thing on the menu. They're so succulent and juicy. And you just pull them off the bone. You stick it in your mouth and you just... And spit the bone out. That's how the
edible titties.
Okay, yeah,
that's what I would call it. Edible titties.
I don't know if the name's gonna catch on, but it's a fun sort of a fun thing to do.
Somebody once told me they eat it like oxtail.
Do they?
They eat the box like oxtail. Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Wait, that was his line? I'll eat that box like oxtail.
You know who it is? Yep.
Was it
Beanie Mac? Don't make it.
Absolutely.
Don't make it weird.
Was it what? Was it Beanie Mac?
Nah.
Beanie Mac, let me grab that cigar.
Oh my God!
In the oxtail today.
Oh Lord!
I miss Jamaica so much.
Oh man, I love it.
I'll be thinking like outside of LA, and we gonna get into some stories soon, guys. We just catching up and shit.
New York Jamaicans is the best.
Well, I was going to say, outside of L.A., and I know it's different for you because you're from New York, but outside of L.A. and New York, where would you move where you could have as many opportunities, as many random nights, as many fun-filled nights than L.A.? And the weather. That's what L.A. has on New York is the weather. That alone.
I think if I grew up in L.A., I would rap different.
Yeah.
Because New York... L.A., they rap like you chilling, you just sitting there, like, you know, you high. New York, you rap like you have to leave immediately. you have to hold your ground, you know what I mean? That's why DMX was always bargaining.
When he did the Santa Claus thing, I was like, I've never heard
angry
Santa
Claus.
Yuletide Carol so goddamn aggressive.
It's very aggressive. I didn't know I was aggressive until I started dating in L.A. And I would, and they're just like, hey, calm down. I'm like, I just said hello. They're like, yeah, but you said it so angry.
Ha, bitch! It's the BX, baby. What's going on?
I didn't get that greeting.
I don't know.
My greeting was more like, hello. And then when it sat down in the corner.
Well, I'm curious now.
He's more refined now. He's been in Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm
in
Hollywood now.
Yeah,
hey, don't worry. Yeah. I'm not real no more.
I told Malcolm, I was like, hey, man. I told, I was like, man, listen, I can, we don't pay a lot. You know, I can have you as a guest. He's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. I'll take all your money. I think he's going to be like, oh, man, don't worry about it. You know, I'm a big time Hollywood actor. You know, no, I'll take all your money. This is my Zelle. This is my Venmo. I prefer those. No cash out because, you know, gosh.
Yeah, you know.
I was like, all right, I can respect the negative.
Yeah, I don't do that brother shit. Because that. That's why you know going back. One time, let me tell you this story. This is what, fuck that. One time, I did this TV show. This is why I don't do black shit. I did this TV show. Okay, it's not going with a famous comic. We do the show, and the comic don't show up. All right, to his show. Right. So I'm there waiting. I've done prepared. I done got on a plane to do this. By the way, I'm playing, and I never played Dave Chappelle, but because there's too many comparisons.
Yeah.
So, but for the sketch, I'm playing Dave Chappelle in the sketch. I'm like, I done watched his shit. I'm doing all of this. And it's a big time comic, a guy I'm a fan of. I'm like, I'm doing this. Boom,
yeah.
Blah. I come there, I get there, I fly. I'm watching tapes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm watching Half Baked, like, oh, this is good. Like, you know. Really studying shit. So I get there and I'm waiting for a couple of hours. And then at some point, I done had lunch, right? I only got one sketch. At some point, the director rolls up to me. Now, this is a 60-something-year-old man with cornrows, with grand cornrows, dressed all hippity-hop, right? And he's the director, and he goes, my brother. And I'm like, fuck this! I'm like, I know no matter what
comes after my brother.
Nothing good is coming after that. He's like,
what you wanted him to say? What would you have liked?
But you
him
just
to
know.
Say?
You just know.
But what would you have liked this man to say?
I want him to go like,
the talent is here.
Yeah,
that's what
you.
I would have wanted him to say.
Hey, let's go shoot
on 7-5. That would have been amazing.
That would have been the perfect thing to say.
That man was trying to relate to you. All he wanted to do was be your friend.
Hey, wrong time for friendship.
Carl, can you hit that skip ads? Because it will absolutely play ads for that's like YouTube is getting, they said, fuck it, we're gonna get this money. So you don't want no ads? You gotta get the premium.
Get
unless
it.
I catch it. Cause they're showing ads through live.
That's hilarious.
They're showing ads through live broadcast now.
They're gonna get that money.
I never actually do it live through Patreon. I always do it through YouTube, and then I post the link in my Patreon.
Got it.
So everybody else is going to see this on Thursday, but our Patreons, they get early advance. They get to see all of this and stuff that get cut out. But, yeah, it's crazy. They're going to get that goddamn money.
Go ahead.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, man. That's why I don't mess with certain folks, man.
It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Why do you really like
got a couple of ads, and Hippie sent me some wild shit. First of all, I'm glad that Delta has decided that even they went too far with the goddamn changes that they had planned for 2024.
Did they pull back?
What was Delta finna do?
Oh,
way too much.
Yeah,
well, they had like changed the double seats.
They had changed the status like requirements to get access to the club, and also like they had basically doubled like to get Diamond. They doubled that shit down there.
So it was like, double, but like you also couldn't use miles or like you had to use money. You had to spend money now. It was like your flights or your mileage or whatever didn't count towards your spend.
None of that's
or
really.
Like if you had a Platinum Amex or like if you had the Delta, like all kind of different stuff.
You basically got to spend about $75,000.
Guys, let's do the ads right now. Delta is one of the
tell Delta best to airlines. Call me, please.
Remember,
please
always
call
trust
me.
Delta.
And
all
I
right,
told,
our next ad.
People felt like it was intentional. I'm like, man, Delta don't fuck with y'all like that. Y'all was in that Sky Club and y'all was getting miles and y'all thought that Delta fucked with y'all like that. Delta's a business. It's 400 people in the Sky Club and y'all eating them out of house and home. They was like,
Delta does not fuck with you like that because I definitely had a promo platinum status and I surely showed up to the airport with my platinum status and was like, what's going on? Why am I not? Where's my boarding? Mm-mm. They said, oh, no. Your promo ended yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn.
Wow. Yeah.
You're not so I was already upgraded to first class, walking in like, I'm going to my seat. What's up? Looked at my app. I was like, something's not right. Yeah. What happened? They said, oh, your promo ended yesterday.
Ooh. That's a cold-ass game.
That's cold.
That's a cold-ass game. Speaking of pilots and flying, married pilot fired after allegedly binge drinking and snorting cocaine off topless woman prior to flight.
So was it that he was married and did it off another woman?
They just threw that in there. Just for
messy
context.
Robert.
Yeah.
So Robert, the other stuff married, was fine. The other shit was fine. It was just that he was married.
Yeah. The drinking and the cocaine is completely fine.
I'd love it if they were like single-ass pilot.
And they won't.
Doing his thing.
They just like to add a little extra. That's the garnish on top. Put a little, what's that, parsley on top? That's all it was.
All right, let me ask a question. Was he black or white?
Well, let's find out.
Okay. Did he just watch Flight?
If he was black.
Actually, he missed it.
If he was black, that's why they put it. Married in there.
Fresh out of a scene from 2012 film Flight.
Oh wow.
British Airways pilot faced suspension and eventually termination due to his involvement in a reported incident involving alcohol and cocaine use on the night prior to a return flight to London. And he had the audacity to text the details of the wild night to a flight attendant he worked with.
I was finna ask, how did they find out?
You said
it's a white man.
Yeah. Motherfucker. I don't know. It could be a brother, because niggas don't know how to keep their mouth closed, too.
This is a white man. You said British Airways. You gave it away.
Hey, man, it doesn't matter.
You ain't never seen no black pilot.
Fox News reports that Mike Beaton, a pilot employed by British Airways, took advantage of a night off following a flight to Johannesburg last month. During this time, he reportedly consumed excessive amounts of alcohol and even admitted to snorting cocaine off the chest of a topless woman. All right, first of all, it's a stripper, okay?
Second, like, I'm mad he's bragging.
Right. Show these bitches a little respect.
I want to take a poll. Like, I need to know if we think this man is black or white.
He's a white dude, man.
But his last name is Beaton?
I know, yeah. Mikey Beaton. Yeah. It's only because you say it black. Mike Beaton.
Mike Beaton.
Right? Yeah.
That does have a different
right?
ring to
then
it.
And you're like, Mike Beaton was caught doing K the other night.
Well, he did all of this shit despite having a return flight to London the next day. Per the reports, the married father of one excitedly shared the extracurricular activities with
the
fellow crew member before their return flight to London. In the exchange of text messages, he acknowledged that he had been involved in some bad behavior and referring to himself as a very naughty boy. He was trying to fuck. He thought he was going to be able to keep it going. That's because that's the only reason to brag about
shit like
that.
He was high when he sent that shit.
He might have still was.
He was high.
He might have still been high because that's some wild shit to send. First of all,
your coworker?
As a pilot, not even that, a subordinate.
Yeah.
They're below you as a pilot.
Are they?
Yes. Yes.
You don't tell them what to do.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
You're
only
saying,
certain.
Really? Like, you're questioning if the flight attendant is below the pilot?
I mean, I don't. Do they?
Yes.
I mean, does he tell her orders? Is he like, hey, make sure you give out the salmon?
Only the head, the lead can go into, like, the cockpit, I think, something like that.
Okay.
It's like a designated person that can do that.
That was the one he was texting because she'd been in his cockpit.
He wanted her. He wanted to be in her cockpit.
He was like, keep it going. Keep it going.
That motherfucker said, I've been a very naughty boy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nah, they
He's into some S&M shit.
Nah.
He's playing. Yeah. I'm mad they brought his whole family in there.
Oh, they did. Because
it's not relevant to the story at all.
You are a
married father. No, they just
want to
show you how bad it was.
They're like, this is how fucked up Mike is. Yeah. They're like, look, Mike got a family.
Yeah. Not only does he break the law, but he has no moral compass.
No.
Fucking Mike Beaton.
Mike Beaton.
Look. You're about to bloat Mike Beaton.
Yeah, Mike Beaton. He's a bit of a crazy one. He's a bit of a nutter.
Yeah, done with the tea crumbs.
Yeah,
Right across the pond. Crazy man.
I'd love it if he was more top boy, do you know what I mean?
Oh, hey, man. My God.
Yeah, which one mess with me, eh? I got something for you.
No, you got to give it Lupin.
Hey.
I'm on strike.
You give me too much work. I'm on strike.
I'm sorry.
I still haven't seen Top Boy. I gotta get into it. Man.
I haven't. I've only seen Top Boy memes.
I haven't gotten into it yet, but I'm hearing it's really good. But I tried to get into it one time.
I saw the first episode and I couldn't do it.
Threw me off a little bit. Yeah, it's just kind of like when you first hear like grunge British rap, you'd be like, all right, these motherfuckers. It feels like you're trying too hard right now.
I love all those accents. I was real big in the rock and roller. This is a habit that I used to have when I was a different person.
Mm-hmm.
This is New York or still LA?
This is when he used to fuck with the blacks.
This is when I was really fucking with blacks. No, it's much sadder. I would, so I had this. This is such a weird story. I had this hoodie, this like sort of almost like a luchador hoodie, like it would mask up, and you could put the whole thing up.
Oh,
right?
With the zipper, yeah.
So I'll put that on. I get my underwear. I get a bottle of whiskey, and I watch Rock and Roller, which is this British movie. Yeah. It's got Tom Hardy, Idris Elba.
That's a great movie.
Because the scene opens with just the slow motion dude doing crack out of a long pipe or something like that. And I love this movie, so I would just drink myself into a coma while watching this movie.
Where did the hoodie come from? That's why I need to know about the
that
hoodie.
Is not where
because
I
you
this
zip
going.
The hoodie up to right. like have the mask on, but you got to unzip it every time you want to take a sip.
I did.
Yes. I know the item. My daughter has one. She has one like a skeleton, but you have to unzip it to take the sip.
You do.
That's a lot of commitment.
And it was, and you know. My girl, we were in a committed relationship when she'd get Rock and Roller night.
You know, we're in a committed relationship when she stayed. At
she
the
stayed.
Rock and
that's how I know. I was like, she loved me. Bang, bang, Rock and Roller. You asked for this.
You said he lost the game. I believe you.
Hey, listen.
I believe you now.
I will say this. A crazy schedule can make it easy to fall back into
a
dinner
time
recipe rut, all right? You know, when I remember when the pandemic first kicked off, Fran was like, hot dogs, hamburgers, hamburger helper, repeat. She was like, I can't, and we know.
Hamburger what?
Like, hamburger helper.
You are so interesting with words.
How do you say hamburger?
How you said it?
You said helper at first.
Helper. I just say helper. You know what? We're not going to do this. We're going to finish this later. We're going to finish it. And then I want to see how many like recipes or like food options you can think of just right off the top of your head. But I know we were going through it. So you get to keep mealtime exciting with over 40 recipes to choose from each week. You understand me? Something delicious delivered to your door with HelloFresh. With so many in season ingredients, you'll taste all the freshness of fall in every bite of HelloFresh's chef. Crafted recipes. Produce travels from the farm to your door in peak ripeness that you can taste. Now, I will say this. You are going to get some amazing options. One of the best things I loved about HelloFresh was all of the options. We did this firecracker meatball with this white rice one time and the sesame seeds on top of it. The kid loves that one. I know it's good when the kid offers to cook. A Gen Zer offers to cook. That's
how
I was like,
easy.
Yeah, this slapping right here. HelloFresh had me zesting a lemon. That cheese grater had never been used in my house. I just saw it and got it because I was like, I need to get utensils. I've had it for 12 years, never used it until I started buying HelloFresh. So I'm telling you, they're going to get some stuff that is amazing to eat. You're going to feel accomplished after you cook it. And it's just, I don't like going to the grocery store no more. I don't like reusable bags. I don't like remembering, and then when I forget, I got to pay the 10 cents. I don't like the hustle and bustle trying to get through the aisle and somebody leave their cart sideways. Why would you leave your cart sideways in the aisle?
That's homeless activity.
That, And it's homeless activity. Just forget everybody else. Why don't you pull it over close to the shelving? Nah, you just gonna leave it this way? I don't wanna have to deal with that. And then them closing one of the doors after a certain hour. Now I gotta walk all the way on the other side, even though I parked on this side. I'm sick of it. This is a lot of the reasons I go with HelloFresh. I just open my front door, that box is there, I unpack the box, I take it down to the dumpster, I'm done. Okay, they have big recipe cards, so I love pictures, so you get to see what the food's supposed to look like. So I'm gauging it as I'm cooking, like, oh, this gonna look just like this. I love it. It makes it so easy. So
does it look like that
all the time?
Do you take pictures?
I beg your pardon. Yes, I've taken video before.
What are videos at?
I pull them up on my YouTube. You know what? I get in my mouth and I do this with you right now. Listen, guys, if you guys want to experience this for yourself, you want to get great food, you want to taste it, you want to look amazing, and avoid the lines and the chaos at the grocery store, I'm telling you, go to HelloFresh.com/50DIYS and use the code 50DIYS for 50% off plus free shipping. Huh? Uh-huh. That free shipping gets me, baby. I love a good free shipping. So again, go to HelloFresh.com/50DIYS. That's the number 50DIYS. Use the code 50DIYS for 50% off plus free shipping. All right?
I don't know shit about HelloFresh.
America's number one meal kit.
You're always so earnest and passionate.
I'm about to say, he always makes it so personal.
You don't care what it is. He's like, the thing about Tonka trucks that I always believed in. I love wheels. Wheels are my favorite way of moving ever. Look, remember when we didn't have wheels? The world didn't have wheels. Wheels were invented. Now we have them. Thank you.
Listen, we turned down a lot of ads. And Hippie, if she's in the comments, she'll let you know. She'll send something over and I'll be like, no, I'm not feeling this. Because if I wouldn't use it, if it's not something, if it feels like a sale, like a hard sale, I don't want to do it. Especially if it's something that I wouldn't myself do. And I'm not saying do and continue to try, but at least give a try. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And I get such and such off, I'm going to give it a try.
Okay.
So I only do ads. We only take vendors of people that I actually use the stuff with and I actually like and I actually try.
So let me say this. I ain't even in the audience. I'm supposed to be on the show. Having a good time, but this 50% is kind of appealing. How long is like? Is it like for the lifetime of my HelloFresh?
That's for the first month, baby. Come on now.
Yeah, you lost me.
This is why Delta did.
Delta did.
You know what I'm saying? This is why Delta. This promo why you got code to the airport and your promo.
You like,
ended.
I got a lifetime promo code.
That's how.
What the hell kind of airline is this?
Look.
This promo code supposed to last till I die.
Look,
and it does not. I'm here to tell you, supposed to go to my children. No. Am I grandfathered in at the 50%?
But you can be grandfathered in at the 50% if you got a lifetime worth of email addresses.
Wow.
All right. That's heavy scammer energy.
That is.
That real is cat wow. stacks energy.
That is. Cat stacks! Whoa, I forgot about her. She was a menace.
Hey, references.
She was a menace to the internet. She had a great time, though.
She did. Are we supposed to do a song?
We were supposed to do the intro song.
Right?
And we just went right into it.
I don't know how this
works. Because Pat usually kicks it off with the rap, and I do the song.
Oh, yeah, right? I've seen the show.
We got a song?
Yeah, we freestyle.
Oh. I was like, play the song.
Oh, okay. Well, we incorporate.
Yeah, we can incorporate the singing with it.
Yeah.
But here is the freestyling part for me. Like, what?
Yeah, okay, so
see, you can hold a word for as long as you want if you're singing.
Okay, give me one word.
All right, so this is what we do. I come up with a beat, right? I make the beat. And Pat usually kicks off the freestyle.
Okay.
And then the guests jump in after Pat goes in. Now,
okay.
The main goal is to rhyme scary, like damn it that you scary with something like damn it that you scary. I got a bad bitch named Mary. I would fuck her, but she kind of hairy, and I don't really fuck with her brother named Larry. Some whatever, anything
that
like
that. Really good.
That was really good.
Guys, KRS-One.
that was an unnecessary reference. First of all, you're aging yourself.
I'm old.
You're aging yourself. But
that's fair, because I don't know what the hell he just said.
That's fair, because I don't know what the hell.
That's fine. I'll be old. Oh, you like Lil Uzi Vert. See that?
Lil Uzi Vert.
And now we're going back to the way you pronounce it.
I know two or three songs from Lil Uzi Vert.
I'm not really. Rock,
yeah,
rock,
that right there.
Oh, that's my shit.
Like,
and I got
my
hips.
Lighter?
I got
where's
hips, lighter, so I'll be lighter, fucking
yeah,
in it.
You know what I mean? Bounce that crazy.
Back, baby, let me tell you
every
something.
Recoil is a motherfucker. She did it first time. She hit herself in the face. She was like, I just want to
fuck you. She stopped 5 minutes ago, but it just.
It's just like, she's doing this. She just doing it. She does it one time. Boom, and the hips just
that's my favorite dance for that reason, though. Because this baby, we go.
I just want to rock.
In.
Okay. So let me think of a beat. Something that either that both of us could do. So uh-huh. You can start it off, and I can take it over.
Sure.
When you do that.
Sure.
I feel like it might be easier to get something that might be like a slower song. So that way we should come in and sing
we
like.
Come in with that.
So we can do like. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Bum, bum.
Come on, come on.
Bum, 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 bum. We'll just run that back.
Yeah, run it.
What we talking now? Yeah. Tell you this. Yo, met a pretty girl, she was looking fine. My choice, I met her online. Yeah, told her the man is him. She was looking pretty like him. But then I met another girl. She seemed to rock my world.
Oh.
Yeah, but then I saw that she was hairy. I met her online. I'm like, damn, internet, you scary.
Come on.
The internet is scary. Damn, the internet is scary. Damn, internet, you're scary.
Yeah.
The internet is scary. Damn, the internet is scary.
Yeah.
Damn, the internet is scary. Bitch, you hairy. So sorry.
It didn't stop nothing with the real player. I'm a big popper, and it gets hairy. Popped on the web, internet you scary. Rolled down the block, had to drop the top. Hopped out of 7-Eleven, and I got a pop. That's a soda for you country niggas, you know how we do it. Almost lost the beat, I got right back to it. I'm from the east side of St. Louis, you know how we do it. It ain't no stopping to it, we keep on rocking. I take it off like a... I meant to say rock it right there, fuck it. Let's keep going. Pay attention while I'm on this deadly mission. If you listen, all right, that's fuck. That's enough.
Yeah.
I'm not used to rapping no more, man.
Baby, to hear I get, you know I get a
little rapper. I get a little groove. I get a little groove, and then I get too cocky. When I'm popping this hard, I'm gonna fuck it up.
You started doing triple time.
Wait a minute.
You became Eminem at the end.
You started.
When did you start rapping?
And why didn't you know about it?
I don't know. When I be flipping the script,
I don't know. Wait a minute.
Guys, I do this. Now, I got some songs on Instagram. Not Instagram, but on Spotify.
They next to the cooking videos?
No, these it's a real song. It's called Live from the Loop. Ooh. It's a real thing. So
let's go. He did. He started battle rapping.
I know, it was crazy.
He's like, your real name's Clarence.
And Clarence lives at home with both parents. And Clarence's parents have a real good marriage.
So 8 Mile is a movie that came out years ago.
Nigga. Nigga.
We didn't know. We don't know.
I don't know.
You didn't know KRS-One.
I don't know what it is.
You know what I'm saying? We had to see.
Okay, all right.
Crazy thing, I just found out Osama bin Laden was obsessed with Whitney Houston and wanted to make her one of his wives.
Who wouldn't?
He even spoke of having Bobby Brown killed.
I was literally about to say, was this before or after Bobby?
He could have let life do that. It was.
Evidently not. Bobby's still here.
Bobby's still going. I can't believe it.
I was so a wild.
Yo, that could be
I was baffled.
I can't do this.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
I see the fool.
He stand up.
He's
like,
no, no.
I'm the star. Bobby's like, I'm the star. Let these niggas dance. Yo, I'm the star.
They be having a full-on dance break for him, and then there's a full-on break.
But you got the T-shirt and everything. I can't do this.
extraordinary as it may seem, Bin Laden has been said to lust after Houston, dreamed of marrying her at one point, even plotted to murder her husband, Bobby Brown. The incredible account of the terrorist infatuation with Houston comes from Sudanese author Kola Bouv, who is wildly accepted to have lived with him as one of the mistresses. Now, it goes on to say it was 1996, and it was just a few years later, Bin Laden would mastermind that one of the most appalling terrorist attacks ever to happen on American soil. But it was another
on American
thing.
What?
Soil.
Mm-hmm. So this is before he had his first hit.
Oh my God.
This nigga's out of pocket.
Oh my God.
It has to be.
He ain't dropped no singles yet.
This nigga is out of
well,
pocket.
It's his prerogative. So.
Oh my God, that dual cassette he dropped though.
I'm done.
In an autobiography released in 2006, Boop claims that Lawton plotted to have Bobby Brown murdered before wooing Houston by giving her her a mansion he owned in the suburbs of Khartoum. And according to their account, the strongly racist Bin Laden puffed on cannabis before announcing that he would break his color rule to marry Whitney Houston.
This was during the bodyguard, huh?
I love what he just did.
96.
You know I break my color rule. Right?
Yeah, like, you know I don't fuck with them black people.
Okay, yeah.
But this little motherfucker right here.
Oh.
Well, no, put him on. He put him on his screen like, let me tell you something. You talk about a bomb. This motherfucker right here, boy. Hey, let me tell you something.
Houston, we ain't got no problem.
Listen,
I gotta
give her own magic because I can't have them with the other bitches.
No.
You start fried chicken and doing the hair.
Pretty black girl mansion. Yeah. It'd be great. We'll put on baps.
I need to see some interviews. I gotta see how she act. I don't do no talking back. You know, Lawton don't do no talking back.
I know that.
Yeah, let's lock law around here. It's law.
You know that's a fact, baby.
It's law and law, baby. We don't do that shit right there. With that motherfucker right there, boy.
Talk about that Lawton, though. Talk about that boy.
Yeah. Look, I pick her up walking through the crowd. I tell you what, I'll be your bodyguard.
Get him now. Don't hurt him.
Fuck is Kevin Costner do with that? He don't know what to do with that. He ain't no real nigga. I call shots, bitch. Mansions. Multiple. Plural. There's a lot of answers on the end of mansions. The fuck?
Where the hell did he study?
Hey, man, go take a lap, bro.
You act like Bin Laden's best friend was Ike Turner. Like, what the hell is going on?
If this motherfucker had wives and he said, I don't break my color rule, I'm pretty sure he got physical. I'm like, it's hot. It's what, bitch? You see the sweat go back up her head?
It's cool.
that shit threw me for a loop. I did not see that one coming at all. I also threw me for a loop when I found out that Whitney was the one she was the hot girl. Whitney was living life. You know, she got Bobby on the shit.
That's what I heard.
And then I saw two documentaries that both of them said that.
We got something in common.
I'm
going to
just keep on.
You imagine Whitney getting ready, warming up, and then taking a line of Bobby Wap. Like, baby, what are you doing? Oh, baby, I'll just do a little bit of this to get me ready for the show.
Man. I don't believe it.
Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck. As fine as Whitney Houston was and as well as she could sing, if I walked in on her and she told me to do some coke, I'm doing some coke, baby.
I would have done a little coke.
I would have done a little coke.
In the cockpit?
Huh?
In the cockpit?
Well, I mean, she can. I ain't doing that. Let's skip that ad again. Look at that.
Go.
Motherfucker. Oh,
Jesus.
Motherfucker tried to do me. We skipping these ads, bitch.
It's so hot in here.
It is. I know.
It's all right. Nothing we could do about it.
I mean,
you ain't sweating at all.
No.
You're in your own little ozone.
Cool as a motherfucker.
Oh, look
at the hair. Oh, look at the hair. Do this one again. Do that one again. Look, fellas, this is yours. You could run your fingers through the hair like that if you get your act right.
Gotta have your act right.
Kim, the people in the comments asking, are you single?
So, to hear.
Ooh.
How was your day?
The people want to know, Kim. They say, are you single? What's
how
up with it?
How was your day?
They say, how could they get in? This motherfucker said, he'll join TikTok just to get an email from you.
You know what it is? She got two dudes that she's not sure about, and they both think it's about to be something. So she's like, things are how they are.
Things are how they are.
They both watching the right now, waiting. They both now finding out.
That's the way love goes.
Okay, all right. We're not talking about it. We'll talk later. Okay. I'm gonna watch today.
Don't call my phone. Don't text my phone.
I'm gonna get that Instagram.
I don't want to hear shit.
I'm gonna get that
Do
Instagram.
Do not call me. Don't text me. Mind your business. I'm on this goddamn show. They asking me questions. I ain't asked to be asked these questions. Don't ask me nothing after this, please. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Well, we're sure about that.
Tell
she's,
you.
She's
don't,
definitely
don't
seen more
question
than one
me.
Guy.
Hey, listen.
That's the moment that she's not serious about.
Hey, listen. This is it. You grown when you say don't ask me no questions.
Don't. Don't.
Because if you wanted me to answer that question, then you would have got your act right. So the answer would have been no.
It wouldn't have been no question.
See, you would have. See, that's what I'm saying.
Somebody ain't do something.
He would have been my screensaver. Some shit. Like, it would have just been.
Oh, somebody.
I got my
recently
screensaver.
Didn't act right.
Look,
my wifey and my girlfriend.
You know what I'm saying? Who's mine? Oh.
I think it's so weird when people got pictures of themselves.
What's
as
wrong
their,
with that?
As their the screen.
Phone? I got a lot of mine myself too.
I mean it's me and my wife. But I feel weird about it.
I don't. I see myself in a good outfit, I smile. I'm running that. I see the outfit like I need to run that shit back. I fucked them up that day.
Yeah, I buy myself drinks when I look at this picture.
Hilarious. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know what? Let me get me another one.
I do.
You've been acting right.
Let's see what else we got. I got a couple more stories I wanted to get into.
Yeah.
Which one is this? Oh, so this is the video of the Texas Jack in the Box employee shoot at a family over curly fries this week. So let me see if the whole story is here. Okay, yeah, let me mute that. So, what happens is there was a guy who was picking up his family from the airport back in March 2021 there, Bush International Airport, Anthony Ramos. He just picked up his wife, who was pregnant, and their six-year-old daughter
Why
from the airport.
Why do you always have so much detail?
Well, this one you need to know, right?
Okay.
You want to know everything about him.
The wife is pregnant. They got a six-year-old in the car as well. He's picking his family up from the airport, all right? They went to the nearest Jack in the Box and went through the drive-thru window. The order was taken by Alania Ford. Things quickly escalated, all right, over a missing order of curly fries. When Ramos received the food, he noticed some of the items were missing. Mm-hmm. He asked for the missing items, but was denied. Things quickly went left after that, one thing left after another. And the next thing you know, the manager is tossing ketchup at the customers.
Oh, okay. Well, things escalated.
He ended up throwing them back at her, and this is when she pulled the drive-thru window back and pulled out her gun and fired several shots as he took off. Thankfully, no one was injured. Now, if you find this video online, you would notice that she threw some ketchup packages, he threw them back, she closed the window, she walks away. She didn't just have that thing on. It was probably tucked away in her purse, right? She went to the office, grabbed that thing, and started pointing toward the window. They opened the window. He saw it, took off. She's leaning out the window firing. Bah, 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 bah. The most Texas cowboy shit I've ever seen in my life.
I want to reenact this.
Here's the thing. Jack in the Box curly fries.
Hold on.
Or Supreme. I'm not going to hold you, right?
This is my ketchup packet. Hold up.
What? What?
You gotta throw him back.
Okay.
And then, pop, pop.
Why? I just wanted out of family.
Is that really what happened?
That is what happened, more or less.
Oh, my God.
That is what happened.
I thought it was dude who pulled the gun.
Nah.
Because I've been there.
Yeah.
This is when I was fucking with the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in New York in Brooklyn. And you think you won't get mad over something.
Yeah.
But it was through a window, and this is literally me. Hey, man, where are my bites? Because I ordered potato cheese bites.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, we ain't got... I was like, I ordered bites, man. You took my money. He was like, nah. I was like, I'm hurting everybody until I get my bites, man. Like,
and
you just angry
still
over
New York
bites. Like, you're very...
Right.
There's customers. I was like, y'all can eat, but I'm getting my bites. I said, I'm not leaving this store until I get my bites.
Hey, people are different when they're hungry. That part I'm not going to hold you. People are different when they're hungry.
But this is not a Snickers commercial.
Hey,
it's true. It's true, though, man.
It's very true. So I completely get it. But her firing the pistol.
Yeah, you weren't there.
I just want to understand. I get that the ketchup packets are right here,
mm-hmm.
and they're easily accessible. But what made you think, like, all right, this nigga ain't got his curly fries. Let me just pew.
The ketchup probably came after he was talking crazy. I don't give a fuck what you say, bitch, but I ain't leaving this. Bitch, hold on. Who you calling a bitch? I was surprised. Who the fuck you calling bitch? And that's whatever. Bitch, boom, threw him back, and the manager was like, okay, motherfucker. Like, you know it was definitely a, okay, bitch.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to peel your muffin cap back. Mm-hmm. That's what that happened.
Peel your muffin cap back.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Okay, I mean, I get it, I guess.
Yes.
I love is it feels like, I didn't see the video, but it feels like all the coworkers are like, yeah.
Like they knew like, it was gonna be.
Like, no, it didn't look like anyone was particularly shocked.
The lady who was still at the window when the manager walked away, when the manager came back with the gun, she was like, "Oh shit!" So I think she thought maybe she was going to call somebody or something like that. But when she came back with that pistol, she was, even that lady was like, "Oh shit, let me get the fuck up the way. I make $8.19 an hour."
Where was this again?
Texas. Houston, Texas.
In California, we had $20 for fast
food.
Yeah,
I mean, this is 2021.
I'm about to get me a fast food
there's
job.
There's also that. Y'all saw the video of the bear,
man,
like eating on the, and the family just froze, didn't know what to do. Everybody sent that video to Tony Baker. Like, I don't know how the bear got that close without them knowing.
I don't know how you get that close.
The bear got close. The bear got close, right? So okay, she's seen this. I'm the bear, right?
Uh-huh.
You see me walking to you?
Yeah.
Right? I'm walking to you. Cool. We walking. But now I actually got to get on the table, yeah, and you're still here?
Well, here's the thing. Bears are fast. So, you know, like, if my peripheral doesn't catch him down the block, then I got to figure this shit out.
I might have did
Because at the end of the picnic table, it's too late. And you don't want to make no sudden moves. No, and the bear like, oh, bitch, we doing this? What's up? We doing this?
All I'm saying bears is if they got time to climb on the fucking table, you could have, like,
this looks like a baby bear, too. They might have could have took him.
Man.
Well, here's the other thing about a baby bear. That means that the parent is nearby, and they will kill you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure. They are very...
That woman's holding that little child, too, trying to shield him.
They gotta learn how to electric slide, because she was sitting here just like this. You could have, like...
Him, sit your ass down.
You could have did it.
Sit your ass down.
I'm sorry.
We got 12 more viewers when she
I'm
stood
sorry.
Up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She could have electric slid her ass.
No,
off the
we
bench
could not. And that just, bear would have just stopped and be like, hey, stop before you be my seconds. Okay?
I'm stop not sitting seconds at no goddamn table and no bear is sitting right here. Like, you're just, eat me. Eat me. At that
that's
point.
About to happen.
Eat me.
That's yeah, about gotta, to happen. You better chill out. I had another one.
I'm telling my friends to run.
While you be still?
I might do one of those.
run! Now, while he's mouthing this motherfucker.
Look,
keep
electric
him balling, man. Keep him balling, that nigga. He got ketchup in his pockets.
Depend on who baby it was, that was going to be the one running.
You a wild. Oh, okay. I thought you was going to throw the baby.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
I know I'm not for helping anyone out. I was at a...
Throw the baby.
I was at a haunted house one time with these two girls that I liked in high school.
Chris, you don't know
and
what
I,
I'm doing. I am getting away from that bear.
Like, we got scared the first time, and I left them quickly.
Wow.
Just so you know what type of person I am.
Exactly. You know what you're dealing with. You know what you're dealing with.
I'd let you know from the start of this friendship, some shit go down.
You ain't saving nobody.
No, nobody's getting saved.
Okay.
Not by me.
That ain't my ministry. That ain't my walk with God.
That's not what I was called to earth to do.
I'm here to entertain, baby, not protect. Get you a gun for that.
Protect and serve. No police shit, but you're supposed to protect and serve, especially if you were a black woman.
What philosophy? Protect and serve. That's like those things when you're like, what would you do? You walking down the street and this big dude smacks your girl ass. How big is he? Because I'm going to defend her, but we might have to get to the end of the block and be like, don't do it again, motherfucker!
Nah,
you lucky she talks slow and I just heard what she said.
If I'm with somebody and a nigga smack my ass, it better go down.
Are you helping?
No!
See, what? That's the thing. Here's the thing. It better go down,
if you
right?
want to walk with with this ass, then you better be ready to protect it.
Okay, and if I'm ready to protect it, then I have to put my life on the line, bitch. You better be right there behind my back.
I tell you, this is my move. I'll be like, baby, go over there. So in case I lose, she don't really see it. And then I let her know.
That was going to be my second point.
Then I let her know later I won.
I get my ass beat trying to defend your honor, and now the first argument we get into, oh, you big and bad, but you weren't big and bad when that nigga was dragging you up and down the street. All of that. I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go, that's my big, if he's super big like that, I'm like, hey, man, what the fuck you just do? You in my? He's like, yeah, nigga, what you going to do about it? All right, shirt's off, boom. Tank top is off,
first
boom.
Move.
Tank top is off, boom. I'm pulling the pants down. Let's go, motherfucker. And you better not get hard while I fight you either, because I'm going to bite your dick off.
Oh!
I'm getting fully naked, keeping the socks on like I'm fucking at somebody's house for the first time. Socks staying on. If that dick get hard, I'm going to break your dick. I'm going to bend that much.
But
and
see,
it can happen,
because
Dennis Rodman told me, I was interviewing him, he told me he broke his dick twice.
if this what you doing though, and you being this creative and this thoughtful, and this, you know whatever, I'm like, oh, when we get home,
yeah, when that adrenaline run down, because okay. you don't want to fuck me with that adrenaline that high, because I might fuck around and choke you.
I'm not saying you choke gotta, you gotta be this
thought,
man.
Nigga thought he was gonna motherfucking play me. You like, popcorn. That's a safe word. Popcorn. Overrated baka. Movie theater popcorn. Popcorn, bitch.
By the way, Orville Redenbacher is a horrible safe word.
So popcorn is it. She just started saying synonyms, so hoping something works. Circus popcorn.
My safe word is anti-establishmentarianism.
Hey, yo. You don't ever plan on saying that, then.
He don't have no safe word for real.
I'm in for the whole ride.
He don't have no safe word for real. No.
I got one long safe word I never use.
My safe word is a math problem. You gotta solve this. You gotta solve this long division algebraic expression.
You know. Wait, now I want to know. Like, what is the deal breaker? Like, what's the thing that's gonna make you be like, nah?
It's different for everybody. I mean, because like,
I'm asking if you.
Oh, me? Oh, I don't do any ass play. Farron is doing her best. She bought what is it? What is the thing in the man's
anus, prostate?
Yeah, I forgot the name, the sexual name of it, but she bought something for me because she really wants to be like, you don't know, you might be missing out on the best nut of your life. I was like, I won't find out today.
I remember one time a girl put a finger in my ass while we were fucking, and mm-hmm. I was like, hey man, is that because of your next, like we had a friend, like I had a friend who I knew was putting words in her mouth that made her put a finger in my ass.
Because you didn't say
but
you
didn't say you stopped
that.
Her.
Right.
You just said you asked her. So
I
you were still
you all of the stuff.
You still was like,
so hey, so ass play ain't your stopping point.
I know it might be. I mean, I it don't might go be. In the deep. I mean, it was one time.
And listen, hey, Pat has said before he likes his ass eaten. He's had his ass ate before. I ain't never had my ass ate. Farron licked it once and I almost kicked this. Her motherfucking head was gonna be leaning like this, like on her chest. Stop! Don't get me comfortable and then do some shit like that. Now I gotta be tense the rest of the time we fucking. Now I'm on edge the rest of the time. You know what? Turn over. Now
I tell you this. I hear that it's not horrible.
I've heard that too. You know what it is for me?
From
me
doing
like,
it. I heard from me doing it that it was not bad.
This sounds worse than your this sounds worse than your lesbian experience. You are a mess, and I think you actually like your ass ate and played with it and everything
Lord
else.
Jesus,
and the fact that you let this woman touch your ass and you ain't have an adverse reaction.
I had an adverse. No,
you didn't.
I said, hey,
look, no, you didn't.
Who'd you talk
no.
to?
No,
who told y'all like that?
Exactly.
Who gave you the cheat code, bitch? You're not supposed to get that for two more months.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to. Look.
Don't be jumping the line.
When I agreed to do the show.
You know what the fuck you was getting into?
I did. I had an idea.
You know what the fuck you was getting into. Yeah, that's because, I mean, we've done a lot. Water sports. Restraints.
Okay.
Role playing.
That's why
tons
y'all my favorite. That's why Farron and Tahir.
Surgical. She got this
Farron
one line.
Farron and Tahir are my
I'm
favorite
surgical.
People.
I lay down, I put on fatigue, and I put the paint on my face, and I get in there, and I'm surgical with that motherfucker. And then the cock rings. I love cock rings. Vibrating cock rings. One, you got to have the two, though, because one goes underneath the shaft, the other one goes underneath the balls, because a lot of the vibrating ones, they'll move while you're in the act.
I love that they know so much about this.
The double loop, it holds it in place, and it makes it easier when you're changing the settings on it.
It vibrates on your penis.
You feel a little bit on yours, but yeah, you do feel it on yours, but it really hits her clit. Because, you know, you have to know if your partner is stimulated from penetration or, like, from contact stimulation. Mm-hmm. So you have to know what your partner is, but if you're doing that, you're giving them both. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I feel
you. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody gonna leave you with something.
I'm leaving it with something.
Jeez.
So, you know, it's good to know. So, yeah, that's. What about you, Kim? What's your...
Oh, it's on me? It's
that's typically
how it
goes.
You got into.
And two people have already spoken. There's three people on the podcast. Guess who's next?
Oh, wow.
It's fucking up your hair?
I genuinely don't... If I have a sewing and you grab way too hard, uh-huh. I think I'm out. I'm tapping out.
Nah, we just do a test beforehand. You're like, all right, so like, what's my limit? What's my stress for?
If I don't have my sewing in.
Yeah. All bets off, it's good to go.
Okay,
look at that spot.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
flashback.
All right, there we go.
She had
is.
A flashback with a nigga holding her hand like this. All right, now.
If ain't no sign. All right,
you lucky. You lucky because next week you can't do this. So what's your hard dose? What's your hard stop?
I'm going to say golden showers. Like, I'm not here for that. I'm not here for that. Don't piss on me.
No matter where we at? Like, even if you're in the shower?
Don't piss on me.
I'm pissing.
Nope. I don't want no water sports.
Every time. I bring it out like twice a year.
Yeah, you can't bring it up.
Every day.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
no,
that's a lot. It's
got to
be planned, too. When I've had it done, I'm like, hey, let's get in the tub real quick. We're about done anyway. We're going to wrap this up. We need it. Yeah. Let me get this after sex thing on you real quick. This is going to feel good.
Stop looking at me.
I'm waiting for you to confirm. Right? I'm waiting for you to go, yeah.
No, this man gets his ass played with. He get his ass played with. First off, like golden
showers.
Stop
spreading this.
Stop telling my truth. Stop truthing me.
Which is also what I said to her. Stop spreading.
Oh, my God.
So far. You don't need to go there for this little. Woo-hoo. Lord, just a little Jesus. Woo-hoo.
How far is too far?
Anything in there.
How deep is your love?
Wow.
All right, so no golden showers for you.
Nah, don't do that shit.
Okay.
That's
but
like...
you're fine with anal. Yep, she is.
She is.
He's like,
I was going to ask, but then I didn't want to ask. I felt thirsty.
We're here. We're consenting adults having a conversation.
I knew that was the answer, though. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
You knew that was the answer? Yeah. I've never done anal.
But
that's
you're not
what's funny. But the finger is fine. But yeah. I've never done anal.
Really?
Oh, so she had a thumb back there.
Yeah.
That's what that means. Nigga done put that thumb back there.
It's exactly what happened. Yeah, exactly like that.
You just press it against that?
No.
Oh yeah, that's
all of it. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Cause you gotta
assess the situation. She might be lit. You niggas know what they doing? They be right here on the hips. They take one hand, they slide it closer to that Duke shoot, and they be like, They tap, they knock first. They be like, hey, anybody in there? Like, no. Okay, let me just say.
Like the first
that's
time
the
it happened,
let me do it. Is what we thinking.
Yeah.
The first time it happened, I was like, wait.
But you scooched back, though.
But you see what I'm doing? I was like, oh, wait.
That's
okay.
Different.
Okay.
Not gonna like that.
All right.
Not gonna like that.
Cool.
I would love to. I was talking to my wife about that. I was like, I would love for us to have a sex room if we had the space. Right now, we don't have the space for it, but I would love to have a room just dedicated with it. Because that's why I ain't bought,
like
the sex chair and all of that. I mean, because the toys at this point, we got four bags of toys. Like my
but y'all were also sponsored. Didn't y'all have a whole toy party?
Yeah, but we gave a lot of the sponsorship away. It's giveaways to my Patreon and stuff like that. We just bought a lot of our shit.
We buy
a lot of shit.
Free.
Where is
mine? It's always fun
mine?
When I see your wife after these conversations.
Yeah.
Because I become a child around her.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm always like, hello, ma'am.
Farron is like this like liberated, confident, mm-hmm. like she just have all the answers.
She leaves with
got it all figured.
She dressed with a coochie out. When she getting dressed, she dressed with a coochie out. Like, you know, some guys build the outfit around the shoes or something like that. She builds the outfit around the pussy. Like, what do we feel like doing today? And the pussy be like, ass out. She be like, all right, shorts it is.
I love Farron.
Yeah, it's a little sex store right around the corner from here. I go there frequently. We go in, we see what's new, anything like that. That's where we found, like, certain lubes and shit like that. I also have to report the fuck water, that type of shit. Be very careful with that. It's like a creamy lube, and it's supposed to simulate, you know, if your partner gets super creamy. Be careful with that, because that could fuck some shit up down there. But other than that, yeah,
can
man.
Can you elaborate? Fuck some shit up down there. Are we talking good? Are we talking bad? Are we talking
well,
like...
Well, no, that's why I said be careful with it. You know,
are like, we talking good is going to fuck some shit up? Like, great?
No, I'm saying be careful, like, you can throw your pH off.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, that type of shit. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. That's
see,
helpful,
is it, but see what I'm saying? I was like, wait.
That's really helpful.
Yeah, okay. I mean, but yeah, it's also like what you, how often you maybe clean it or, you know, but they have different brands when it comes to that type of stuff. Water-based is always best when it comes to lube. That's the safest for you and for your toys. And then actually get soap for your toys to clean your toys. A specific soap for that. I think Honey Pot is a really good brand to use on yourself and your toys. I think that's a pretty good one. Lumi is also good to use for men and women and the spots that might collect a lot of heat, a lot of moisture. Lumi helps you stay fresher in those spots. And that ain't even just ad. That's just like putting niggas on the game. Like,
what's really crazy is how much I respect it here. Because if this was any other nigga talking like this, I'd be like, why the fuck do you know so much about this?
Oh, nah.
But
it ain't a committed thing. It feel less weird.
Yeah.
And no, it ain't because like, it's a committed thing. It's just because Sahir literally is like unbiasedly, like objectively, like talking about these things because he is passionate about them. Versus
serious.
like a free corny nigga who just be like, oh, I like that. This is what I like. Like, it don't feel like that from him.
Yeah. I just jerk off. And in that way, you don't have to.
My wife always asks me why I jack off dry instead of using the toys. So, like, I'll make her a video with the toys that I use and lube and all. I was like, jacking off is a quick, let me get this off. I might need to get this off so I can get back to work, or I can't focus, so I need to get this off. So it's easier to just do a quick little rub, you know what I'm saying? A dry rub on that thing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to marinate and all of that, because when I'm making a video...
So
I'm
no lemon pepper wet?
Not the wet when I'm just a quick little dry rub. No. I do the wet when I got the time.
No lemon pepper wet.
Cleanup is with the lube.
That's the thing.
And then I got to wash my toy off immediately. I can't leave my toy dirty.
That's the thing. It's like, you don't be doing a whole lot of cleaning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So we on Louisiana dry rub.
Yeah.
No lemon pepper wet. You got it.
A dry rub, man.
I set candles and music up.
For the jack-off?
Just for me. I'll be like, you're special. You mean something.
Okay. Mm,
that's because you be looking at yourself on your phone.
First off, I'm pretty. I wasn't always sure, but then I found out it's true.
When you got to L.A., huh?
I found out. I'm a real good looking
dude. When you got to L.A.?
I mean, well, I went to a lot of places.
I've cut off a lot of my subscriptions, like AMC and all that type of shit, just to continue my addiction to OnlyFans. I be finding some couples on that motherfucker right there.
I'm so close.
I do it.
I'm so close to stealing.
My Twitter.
You supposed to make it one?
No. I've had people inbox like, as soon as you sign up for an OnlyFans account, they have a generic greeting. Hey, babe, thanks for following. Hope you enjoy. Look around. See what you like. I do personal videos, whatever, like that type of shit, right? I've had three couples like, yo, my nigga, I appreciate you. I'm a fan of your work, nigga. This is crazy that you following me on here.
And
I'm
like,
hey, man. Hey, keep this shit professional, bro. Don't know me, nigga. Don't know me.
They DMing you?
Yeah, don't know me.
They sending you non-sexual DMs.
Right. one of the groups, one of the couples realized it after like a month and a half of me following. And I was like, I've purchased.
That's because you've been commenting
videos.
On this stuff.
No, I don't comment. I don't comment.
Shit,
like sometimes they give you a little clip and I will purchase it. I'm like, I want to see what the fuck this is. And this is after me purchasing three of their videos. Like, yo, I didn't even, when I saw the name, I didn't think it was really with you. But this is like... Hey, man, you don't know me. Just keep fucking y'all.
Just keep fucking your
Just
woman
keep
and
fucking
move on.
Your woman and move on, my man. We don't know each other in this realm. This is a shadow realm. This is Mortal Kombat.
Can I ask a question? Why are we... So this is a real question. This ain't no shade to nobody. Yeah. Why are we purchasing OnlyFans versus all the free shit we got?
Because for me... I was a big fan of Twitter porn to this day. But Twitter porn, it loses a lot of the clarity and the quality. It's not what it is. Now, Twitter porn is the equivalent. It's the equivalent of watching VHS.
I'm sorry.
If you look at Twitter porn and then you look at what's available on OnlyFans, you're going to be like, hey,
I didn't realize we needed HD porn.
I absolutely.
Well, first off, yes. I just discovered that you can switch the settings to like a more HD setting.
Yeah, when you're on
things, I was like, oh shit!
Yeah.
I was jerking off like it was 98.
Listen, it's better. And so I'm a fan of what I
I'm
like.
I'm still watching.
We gotta jerk off in 3000.
Yeah. Here's the thing, with the free porn, yes, you can tailor it to what you want when you're putting it in the search box, right? But then you still gotta go through the pages and find the video that you want. You might still flip 2 to 8 pages trying to look for that one. But when I follow these couples, it's because I've seen enough of their content to be like, I like what the fuck they're doing. So that means when I go through their media, and when you go to the media, it has the pictures, it has videos, it has all. I go straight to videos. I'd be like, oh yeah, they got everything I want. They got a plethora. Like, and if you got over 200 videos, I'm going in and signing up. That's gonna hold me over for at least
a
month and a half,
You're
2 months.
You're a supporter.
Yeah. I'm going to go in and support the content. You know what I mean? And then some people prefer Fansly. Because Fansly... I know way too much about this world.
You know a lot
so
about it.
So on OnlyFans,
you're not an amateur.
When you sign up on OnlyFans, you like have to put who's going to be in your videos, like you and your partner, or just you if you're doing solo play and shit like that. This one couple, they do play parties, right? And so if they have anybody else in their videos on OnlyFans, OnlyFans tries to take it down because they want to make sure that there aren't any consent rules and laws being broken. But on Fansy, they be fucking. And so I had signed up for a 6-month subscription. It was a discounted one. I had signed up for the 6-month joint.
They gave this me
a
promo is code. Not no, a no. OnlyFans like, or Fansy instead. Promotion.
I was like, I just bought the 6-month joint. He was like, here's the code. And he gave me the free 6 months on the Fansy.
So it's not in perpetuity.
Nah, it's not in perpetuity.
It's not what?
It's not in perpetuity. It's not in perpetuity. It's not forever. Boy, fuck you.
Guys, check out wording is hard.
To hear.
They know.
To hear.
They know I talk fucked up, but you know my heart was in it.
Spell in perpetuity.
You out your raggedy ass mind. You think I'm going to sit up here and embarrass myself like that? Absolutely not. I'm not going to do that shit. You thought.
Don't have me on that show.
They know I'm a fucking word.
Okay.
Don't invite me to that show.
I will do good 88% of the time. That other 12%, you just got to be led by God to try to understand what I'm saying.
I'm cute. I don't spell.
Anyway, man. But yeah, that's my OnlyFans rant right there. Just, you know, I like that it's curated to what I want to do, what I like.
That's fair. I really appreciate you sharing. I'm not getting any type of curious or exploratory and whatever the word is with people unless I'm in a relationship. Like I can only do this with my partner. So I live through you and Farron.
Oh, well.
Baby. My name is not Brittany Renner.
Hey, you ain't gotta be let's talk about that for a second.
Hey, let's
talk about Brittany Renner.
Also, that didn't seem like a big
number. 35 is not a big number.
First of all. I didn't say that it was a big number. Right. I didn't say she was a bad person. I just said, I'm not the bitch.
Okay. All right. You know
that's
what?
Fair.
That's fair.
That's what I said.
But I want to put it out there for everybody that did feel a type of way or tried to shame that woman. 35 is not a big number. In my opinion, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I want somebody with some on-the-job training. I am not trying to employ you and I got to teach you all the tricks of the trade. Now, you can cater your shit to my liking when we get together, but you better know how to ride. You better know how to throw it back. You better know at least the base foundation of some head. Mm-hmm. I don't want no new hires that ain't got no on-the-job training.
I don't care, man.
I just feel like, yo...
I always find those videos so weird. Like, it'd always be some dude like, you'd be like, so how many bodies you
but
got?
But the issue like, is, that's the problem. Why are we talking about it? Because I don't need to know how many bodies you got.
I don't care at all. I've never asked a woman how many dudes
I'm never asking
with.
Questions I don't need to know that. Like, if I have to sit here and think about it, if you're going to tell me and I'll be pissed about it, if you're going to tell me and I got to, like, overanalyze, well, damn, bitch, was this all in high school? Like, was this by college? Was this, like, when was it? Was it all last week? If I got to do all that, then I don't want to know.
My thing is just keep it to yourself. It's like... you're not the first person to have sex with, right?
I hope not.
And all the people I had sex with wanted to have sex with me for the same reason you wanted to have sex with me. Now,
your personality.
Do you have repeat?
I came from a big city. That's all I was like. It's a smoke in the city. Your boy was that nigga in high school. Your boy was that nigga in college. Okay? So do with that information as you will. You know, I'm sweet. I'm charming. I pull out seats and I open doors.
You are very charming.
I'm very charming.
To it's hear true. In right? the city.
They was smoking the city, baby. It was a lot of people leaving my house frackled up. Frackle gang bang bang, baby. Spot 'em, got 'em. That was
they left with freckles.
Oh yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, on the face.
That's where freckles go.
Or wherever they wanted.
That's where freckles are. Yeah. That makes sense. There's nothing weird about that. That's where freckles belong.
Keep my freckles to myself.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Selfish. Boo. Share that coochie. Boo. Share that coochie out. Come on.
It's bullshit.
Share the snatch.
My name is Kim.
Uh-huh.
I like to fuck.
Uh-huh.
I don't know you.
Uh-huh.
So maybe we won't.
Oh. Share the snatch.
Thank you. Thanks.
Boo! Somebody said cap. Somebody said cap.
This Chris person really been on my head.
Oh yeah, he do that. He
God
do that every
damn
every episode. Chris pull up. Shout out to Chris. We're gonna do a award ceremony at the end of the year. I don't know if hippies are, but somebody remind me. We're gonna do a award ceremony.
Chris
for
has
our
been on
the
my
viewers,
head.
The most active. The most responsive. We're giving out some awards, and we're going to do some gift cards.
Give this man a HelloFresh subscription. Shit! Because, man!
You know, my new thing is getting on my nerves, I'm like, hey, go do some laundry. I guarantee it's something at your house that need washing. If it ain't no clothes, it's your sheets. If it ain't sheets, it's your towels. Go do some laundry. You niggas be all up in so many people's business. Go do some laundry, bitch.
Can I tell you, I didn't do, I had a breakup and I didn't do laundry for the longest time, but I was just going on strike getting free t-shirts. I was just like, oh, all right, this one. It's clean.
So, okay.
You gotta wear dress socks with everything.
Like, you don't do laundry.
We getting real personal, but you was getting free shirts. What about your drawers?
Oh, free balling.
Free balling, baby.
Yeah, really? Yeah, free balling, black socks. You know somebody's at the end of laundry because it'll either be like an all-white fit or a tuxedo. Like, he went all silk today. It's laundry. It's laundry day.
All silk?
We finally broke out that silk outfit.
Hey,
I know,
man,
I ain't got
just for
else.
Those that want to know, Fenty having a sale on their onesies right now. $25 if you already signed up for the subscription. You can get them for $25, the onesies right now.
These promos just be slid
that,
in.
That ain't
real
a promo. That's just helpful.
I was like, these promos get slid up in this motherfucker like
nah,
butter. Like,
that's just showing love. When I went to Cabo, I left my favorite Fenty robe there. Because I had to switch resorts. I booked the wrong resorts because my family members didn't confirm when I sent my screenshot to them. I'm still feeling away about that. And so I had to book another resort. And I was rushing, trying to get all my stuff out the room so they wouldn't charge me for the time I had been in the resort. And I rushed and fucking left my robe. It was a burgundy paisley robe. It is amazing. But the
somebody in the comments, y'all find this man a burgundy paisley
robe. It's amazing. It was my favorite robe. Farinay got me that. And the drawers matched that sheer paisley purple drawsuit. And I left that robe. And my heart, I knew they had got it. I knew it wasn't no use in calling the hotel back. Like, yo, I left that. Nah. Whoever went in that room after me grabbed that bitch immediately.
Y'all need to find this man a burgundy paisley
It was my favorite robe, man. I'm talking about, I feel
if y'all
sexy
real subscribers, if y'all
and
real,
I know I ain't got no body like that, but I felt from. Like, I mean, 8-pack, fuck the 6-pack, and
it
the way
felt
that,
like you had
yeah, it felt like I had that. The way I would, because I would tie it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So you see some of it, it's like a peekaboo chest.
I like that.
The taco
like
meat?
Yeah, I do got some of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I do too.
It's very manly.
Y'all taco meat? Oh,
it's heavy. Very all manly. Up in here. I got 8-9 hairs just ready.
Now, my shit is that straight like across. It ain't like Pierce Brosnan or nothing like that.
It looks like the Batman logo.
Yeah. It's the funny thing. I got a tattoo on my chest, but it's underneath the hair. So people at like, pools, they be like, what the fuck does that say? I'm like, I don't want to tell you.
What does it say?
It says mightier than. Because I got a pin on this arm and I got a sword on this arm. The pin is mightier than the sword.
That's you know, I hope people can see all of it at one time.
Well,
so that
I got my shirt on, you can.
Yeah, that's fair. Look. But I hope they can so that it's not like mightier than what? Like
that,
what?
First of all, what? Why'd you look down at my stomach? Don't do that. Don't be rude about it.
First of all, okay, I wouldn't even talk about your stomach. But
okay, don't be rude about it.
Mightier
about
your penis. Than what? Like if I'm looking at you and it's like mightier than.
It's like boom, the pen is mightier than a sword, baby.
Wow.
You know what
I'm saying? Wow. Does that help? Anything.
No.
I'd like to thank my guests for coming out today. We got Malcolm Barrett. You know what I'm saying? Knock on wood that the strike negotiations go well today so we can get back to work and get this nigga the fuck out of here. Get him the fuck out of here. Nah, fuck that. Leave it at that.
Why you got that? What's your other tattoo? A stitch of time saves nine?
That was the one for you, Kim? That was the one? That tickled your fancy?
I don't have no tattoos, so I think this is great.
You ain't got no tattoos?
I have zero tattoos.
All right, we're going to thank our other special guest, Kim McMillan, a.k.a. the Stick in the Mud with No Tattoos, for coming on.
No tattoos, and I hide my freckles.
And you hide your freckles?
And she hide her freckles.
Okay. Just like that.
Cap!
It's not cap.
Cap!
I be chilling.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Kim, you want to let the people know where they can find you?
Sure. You can find me on Instagram. My handle is Kim, period, MCM, underscore. And I said it like that on purpose.
I was just going to say, why the sultry ass
There's
voice?
A lot
right
happening.
Now. It was, yeah, it was
I got
a,
wet.
A lot to...
That's why I did it.
Oh, mission accomplished then. Malcolm, where can they find you at, man?
I don't care, man.
Hey, you need to be on podcasts regularly because I feel like you want to be this all the time and the scripts conform
can
you.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. I'm so, every character I play is so nice and yes. sweethearted. And it's not me.
You need to be in front of this weekly, bro.
This is why I hang out with real black people. I do y'all
but
podcast.
You don't like blacks.
So everyone remembers how black I am.
And then
the general
you go
white
back.
Folk, they don't okay. see that.
They know.
So the black folks see it, they're like, oh, okay, cool. I thought he sold out, but he still, mm-hmm. he did the hair show. He said, nigga.
He's still from New York. All right, he's still from BX. All right.
Verbal B rapping is who I am, or Malcolm Barrett, man. But I don't care if you follow me or not at all.
Yes, he does. He cares.
He says while the strike is still happening. When that strike pops off, that nigga can talk about this shit. Ladies and gentlemen, please follow your boy. Hey, follow your boy and Verbal B rapping. All together, no uppercase, no lowercase. I'd really appreciate the follow. If you find it on your heart. If you had the wherewithal throughout the day to think of your boy.
It's just one click. It's just one click. Check my IMDb, everybody. Check my IMDb to see how famous I am. Check the comments.
But don't stop him at the airport.
Yeah, please don't.
Expecting him to bring his
Anthony Mackie over.
His friend over. Thank you guys so much for watching Scary Squad. I love y'all. More Mob, I appreciate y'all. We Watch Gang. Thank y'all so much as well. If you watch this on Thursday, thank everybody for watching. I appreciate you. Be looking out. We got a lot of special things coming out. Oh, shout out to this at the beginning. We are doing a Damn It at You Scary Game Night at the end of this month. We're going to do it at one of my favorite locations. We're going to have details to come later in the week. Be looking out for that. It's going to be free play. We got board games thing, but the name of the event is called Singer Shot. So we get people to sign up and we're going to do it karaoke style. We're going to play the music and sing along and then we cut the music. You have to finish the lyric or you have to take a shot.
Can I come?
Absolutely. I would love it if you can.
I'm busy.
So it's going to be... Singer Shot is going to be October 29th. Location will be on the flyer when we start promoting it, but keep that on your radars for all my people out in LA. And if it goes well, then we're going to take it to other cities too. So look out for that. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.